Another president is touring Latin America today, President Bush's nemesis in the hemisphere, Hugo Chavez. Venezuela's president is in Argentina today, leading an anti-American rally. To find out more about the leader and country not on Mr. Bush's tour, we turn to Bruce Bagley. He's professor of international studies at the University of Miami. He's written a great deal about Latin America. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Tell us about this rally today in Buenos Aires.
Well, this is actually quite novel. President Chavez is a kind of a nemesis. He is dogging President Bush. So he was invited by President Kirchner of Argentina to go down at the same time that President Bush is across the river in Montevideo and also in Brazil. And they're going to hold a rally. And the rally will be, in effect, an anti-American kind of rally in which Hugo Chavez will put forward his alternative vision for the region, 21st century socialism, and his ongoing and constant criticisms of U.S. policy and of the trade pacts that the President of the United States has signed with various Latin American countries. So it is clearly going to be a point-counterpoint on Hugo Chavez's part.
Is this bird dogging, as you call it, by Hugo Chavez of President Bush, is that work?
Well, we shall see whether a kind of counter trip, a counter demonstration in Argentina will have some effect. But certainly, Hugo Chavez, backed by substantial amounts of petroleum income, he's got a lot of money to play with, and he's used it astutely in a variety of relatively small economies in the region to win at least the facade of loyalty from a number of countries, and he continues to do that.
What about some of the friends that Hugo Chavez has been making outside of Latin America? He's made overtures to Iran and also Syria.
Clearly, Hugo Chavez is looking for foreign policy alliances with countries outside of Latin America. The logic of those alliances seems to run along the lines of petroleum. Venezuela is a member of OPEC. Iran is a member of OPEC. Both countries would like to keep petroleum prices very high. Chavez is keenly interested in forging stronger alliances with countries that have voiced opposition to the United States because he sees himself as the leader of the anti-American crusade throughout Latin America, in the Middle East and abroad.
Let's talk about his effect on his own people, Venezuelans. When he was first elected, he nationalized telecommunications, some international oil projects, and other sort of moves that have driven Venezuelans out of the country. Is that an exodus at this point?
President Chavez was first elected in 1998. After his most recent re-election, he has moved very aggressively towards a kind of vague socialism within Venezuela. He has gone very far down the road towards nationalization of telecommunications, denial of TV licenses to opposition groups, combined with the feeling that the political opposition has that it is being marginalized and often persecuted, has driven many Venezuelans out of the country. Over the last 4 years, estimates place the number of people who have joined the exodus from Venezuela from the middle and upper middle class at above a million.
And I gather many of them are going to where you are, Miami.
Yes, Miami is the logical destination for Venezuelans who are leaving their own country because of the pressures that Hugo Chavez has put on them, both economic and political.
Any comparison to be made between the Venezuelan exiles, if you will, and Miami's Cuban exiles?
Certainly there's a comparison to be made. In effect, middle-class groups and above are leaving, as they did leave Cuba in the early days. Here we are receiving the cream of the crop. Among the most affluent and best educated, those that have benefited substantially from the huge petroleum revenues over the last 40 years that have entered Venezuela.
Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Bruce Bagley is a professor of international studies at the University of Miami. He's the author of Regional Powers in the Caribbean Basin, Mexico, Venezuela, and Colombia.